Well, good afternoon, everyone, and Bugulyawin, which is the words good afternoon in the language of the Widjibal people of the Bundjalung Nation, from whom I currently sit. And before we begin, recognise not only with you and the people on your lands, not only the legal recognition and acknowledgement that these people are the original owners and custodians of this land, but the energy of these greening creation meditations that they offer us, of that profound connection to land, that profound connection to each other, and that profound connection within of oneness, that we also acknowledge and honour and welcome today. And so welcome to this last of our beautiful greening creation meditations. And you will have seen, hopefully, the picture that we began the meditation with by Karen Donaldson, the Wilcania artist, Miriam dancing. And you may have noticed that she picks up the beautiful deep joy and fecundity and soulfulness of nature that we set out 4 weeks ago to really sink into as part of our preparation for Advent. And she captures, I feel, the longing to reveal these new levels of consciousness that Kerry has so powerfully and tenderly and wisely guided us into. Each meditation having a beautiful, subtle teaching of how we might turn tenderly into love, and as we seek a new earth community. So thank you for your beautiful presence these last 4 weeks and indeed all year. And so before we begin, and taking in the faces if that's right for you, but let's just center ourselves in the heart womb of each of us, Miriam dancing, in the Miriam dancing ground of our heart. And allowing that deep connection to each other to stabilize. And open. And in our meditation today, golden wisdom infusing, we begin with the words of the psalmist. Even in darkness, light dawns for those who are gracious and compassionate. And John of the Cross offers us beautiful wisdom for this final meditation. Just as the night at the time of rising dawn is not entirely night or not entirely day, but is at the break of day, so this divine solitude and tranquility, informed by the divine light, has some share in the light, but not its complete clarity. In this tranquility, our heart is aware of being elevated to the divine light in a strangely new way, above all natural understanding. Just as after sleep, one opens one's eyes to the unexpected light. So let us open our eyes to the golden dawn light peeping through the darkness, glowing with the freshness of early morning light. A soft veil of mist infuses our seeing as we calmly awaken, receptive and open to the hope of a new era of Veriditas greening, where creation can sing freely once again. The pain, the darkness, the suffering is still present. But the luminous clarity of new dawn eyes helps us look for points of light, moments of union and communion, bringing deep and lasting forgiveness. We are here together, one in your love. As grace infuses, the golden light of love's gentle silence softens, soothes, caresses, inviting us to feel the pain we are carrying. grace penetrates and enfolds all that is vulnerable and invites us to yield beyond, beyond into the depthless ground of our heart, into the wellsprings of joy. This light-filled joy of the Trinity of love, beloved, and lover, flowing, overflowing, knitting, oneing in a depthless spiraling. we flow deeper and deeper into the still point of the heart of our hearts, endlessly centering within, pouring out love without, boundlessly. We become one center of joy in the flow of love's trinity, enfolding, encircling, making all things one. We feel the poignancy of being pregnant with divine life, a Mary womb holding the Christ, the one who is love, the one who is presence, the one who is joy, Sophia is gathering us into the encircling, centering, spiraling into the fecundity of this verdant greening point. Sophia invites us to be attentive to the next turn, calling us to surrender into the birthing point of Christic transfiguration in the world. We go deeper as we choose to turn together. Turning into love's evolutionary movement, into the still point, the Christ point of the turning world. We give our love to this evolutionary movement towards more harmony, compassion, peace, and justice for all. We shower peace to our world, to the vulnerable, to politicians seeking to inaugurate change, to creation ever faithfully evolving. All colors are diaphanously present, glowing, illuming, and flowering with rainbow vividness. Emerald green, opulent purple, sapphire blue, shimmering gold, blush with Advent promise, as we tenderly hold the Christ in the womb of our heart. We blossom and flower as our hearts burst open in joy. we sing the love song of the longing of the future in harmony with the song of the birds. In joy, we are the oneing. We are the love. We are the body of Christ evolving.